Start your day the Torah way, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. This Shabbos, Abalei Nulateva, is the last Shabbos of the year. It's a Gevaldige, the Hoibin Shabbos. Tzadikim and Myrish Olam is about the Diktuk, Pashtus, and Shmira Shabbos, and Dibur, Jaliyah, Dibur Chashal Shabbos, Dibur Chashal Cholam, the Shabbos. It's the second all the Shabbos of the year. And Befrat, it's the Shabbos, my name is Baruch, and Kuli Yoimin, it's Tachonah, the Bracha for Rosh Hashanah, which itself is Koil, the whole year, Abalei Nulateva. And therefore, every year, the Shabbos, we read Parshas Nitzovim, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem. And as everyone knows from the Zohar HaKadosh, from the Drosh HaChazal, that Hayoim always refers to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the Parsha is connected to being the last Shabbos of the year, the Achonah to Rosh Hashanah. And if you want to remember, says the Bar Nevarov, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Balikechem, is Gimatria exactly Kol Boi Ha'oilim Oivrim Lefon of Kivnei Mor. Koloshal Chazal. Which is also Gematria said last week. It says Hashem. It says in pasuk we say every day Hashem Oiri Berosh Hashanah, which is also the Vidus Rebbe Davis Yisrael says is also Gematria Shabbos Kodesh. So it's very much have to speak about this week the Indian of Shabbos as it connects to the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Befrat is brought in form Atan Nitzavim Yem Kulchem Lifnei is Gematria Shofar B'Miluay. Which Shofar is the soid of Nesira, as we'll discuss. Don't worry about it. The difference is, Lifnei, because the whole purpose of the Nesira, which should be a Yichud Panim, Lepanim, etc., etc. Just behektim, just let me just be makim. It says, all the Mefarshim are Medayik, it says twice the word Hayoim. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kuchem. Then it says, why? La'ovrucha b'rit ha'shal le'ol, asher kores imcha Hayoim. Why twice the word Hayoim? So I saw the Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Meisha, explains, based on a drasha of the Chum Sofer. There's a famous pasuk in Kapitel Vav in Hosea, where it says, Yichayenu mi yoymayim, bi yoyma shlishi, we'll live yoymayim, on the third day, yikimenu v'nichil lefon. So the Holy Chum Sofer explains that we know in the Nusach HaTfila, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say over and over the word uvechein, uvechein, tzadikim, uvechein, four times the word uvechein. Why uvechein? Sir Bank of Emden writes in his Siddur, you're not going to be a genius. Uvechein is Gematria 72, which is Gematria chesed, as it says by Esther, uvechein ove el amelch. What's the idea of 72? That the Menuhis HaLevi, Rosh Hashanah Malkabis, the author of L'Chadoidi, the brother-in-law of the Ramak. How many days did Esther proclaim was Goyzer Tainis before she went to the Melech? 3 days. Laila Vayoy. How many hours there in a day? 24, last time I counted. 24 times 3 is 72. Why dafka 3 full days Laila Vayoy? Because she wanted Me'oyer Midas HaChesed, which is 72, with the koyach of chesed of v'chein, you go into the melech. Asher alkein, Rosh Hashanah is called the yom arich. It's yichayenu miyomayim. It's one day, which really like is 2 days. 2 days. But 2 times 24 is 48. With 48, you still can go before the king. The Efrat Sefer was giving a drasha, zach el. He was giving a drash on a Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. But if Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, a type of skula, you don't even need Shofar to be Mamtik the Dinim. You have Shabbos plus 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, if you have the Inyan, it's like a 72. But the Satmar Rebbe says, even in a year like this year, where Rosh Hashanah is on a Wednesday, Tuesday, wherever, yeah. It's not on a Shabbos. But since Shabbos, all brachas of the coming week, Shabbos, my name is Baruch and Kuli Yom, Shabbos, the Mekor of all brachas. Therefore, the koyach, the kedusha of Shabbos is the slava ayid every day of the week. So anyway, you have the kedusha of Shabbos, kodesh parshas nitzovim, 24 hours, plus the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah. Again, you have 72. Uvechein ovei elamel. Therefore, yichayenu miyemayim. Right, if you have just 2 days, you gotta ask about kosher yichayenu. Or b'yoyim hashlishi, once you mitzaref the kedusha of Shabbos kodesh, then v'nichyev you have poshut chayes and you're assured of a chsiv chsimatev. Asher Alkei, now I understand why Satmar Rebbe says why it's merumis the word Hayoim twice, because Hayoim refers to Rosh Hashanah, as all the Sfarim say. But Hayoim also refers to Shabbos. How do I know that? Rechayim HaKadosh says on the Pasuk in Parashat Veschanan, V'yadata Hayoim, that Hayoim refers to Shabbos. How do you know Hayoim refers to Shabbos? The Pasuk. How do you have three Udas on Shabbos? Ichlu Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim, Hayoim Rosh Hashanah Basoda, Shabbos is a Hayoim. So therefore, the Pasuk has twice the idea of Hayoim, right? Because this Shabbos of Yitzovim is the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is Mechana, which prepares us for, and therefore, Lifnei Hashem Likechem, both Midas Arachme, Midas Adin, on the Shabbos. And the Lechurit is Derech Agav, therefore you always have, it's brought in the Galamukis, in Oifin Nuntes, that Shabbos Kedush has the power to Mahapich Midas Adin, Midas Arachme. You do it. And therefore, that's the Suyid Rabbein Mechayyah based on Ramban. That's the idea of Zachar Vishomer B'dibarech. Zachar is the Chamitzah Zaseh, which comes from Ava Midas Arachman. And Shomer is Mitzvah Luis Zaseh, which is Midas Hadin. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Eber said Zachar Vishomer B'dibarechot, Masha'ena Peyachel Adaber Veina Uyzen Yechonel Dishmoyah, which is the Indian of Vimahapich, the Din, into Rachman. Because it's in Zohar HaKadosh, we say on Friday night, we call dinin mis'abr minu. Shabbos, you get rid of all dinin, and that's the idea of, you know, in the Zmiris and the Arizal, on Shabbos, there's a line, na'avin lohin kisrin b'milin yakirin b'shavin iturin al gabe chamshin. What does it mean? So the Munkacher has a sefer called Torah Shabbos, printed in the back of a sefer ala Torah, first one. And there he writes a meridik of vort. He heard from a Zayda, from the Shem Shlomo, which he teaches difficult words, something schwer, something which is kovet, it's difficult. There's nothing in the world more kosher, the Chazal say, than a nega. Nega is what? I said this many times. Nun gimel ayin. Aber the idea of Shabbos, kolam aniges a Shabbos, you're able to turn from nega, nun gimel ayin, into oinig. So na'avid l'kisrin b'milin yakirin, in the shvera oinig, what do? You transform b'shivin al gabi chamshin, shivin is a ayin, 50 is a nun, so the yid has the ability to turn from nega into oinig. And therefore, just there, Agav in the Sefer, the Rosh Tev, Meridik Sefer on Shabbos, he brings in, that's gives me to understand the Medrash Plia, where it says in Medrash, vayancha ve'arivecha, ve'yachilcha samon, the Ebrish gave us mon to eat in the Midbar. From here, mikan, that you're madlik neiros and Shabbos. What in the world does halakas neiros and Shabbos got to do with what? Achilas hamon. Nor is brought in kadmoinim that before the Yidin in the Midbar ate the mon, midas adin was mistuch aleim. They had pushed it to a shver sight. Once they ate the mon, the gemon chazal say was nivla be'evorim. How many evorim are there in a person? Ramach, scramble the letters, you get the word. No? Rachim. So the man was Ma'ir Rachimim on Klal Yisrael. So Vayancha Ve'arivecha Ve'achilcha Saman. Once man brings Rachimim to Klal Yisrael, therefore be Kanshim Adlikim Neiros B'Shabbos. How many candles minimum does a woman light on Shabbos? Two. Why two? Zachar V'Shomer. And Zachar V'Shomer, you just told me, is Vayter Amtokas Adinim. And that's the soy that the first Shabbos that Adam Rishon was created, the sun didn't set. It was one big day. Night is always Midas Adin. The Etzem Shabbos is Midas Harachmim. It's Chsodim the whole day. And that's why we say in the Zmiris and Shabbos, Meshoy Chazdechali Eidecha Kelkana V'Noikim Neutrali Yemeshvi Zachar V'Sham Lach. What's Pshat? Everyone knows when the Eibishter wanted, we said this every week for the last lady, when the Eibishter wanted to create the world initially, he braces bar alikim midas hadin, harsh to severity, and he saw the world can't exist that way, so therefore, shittif ima midas rachm. For whom? I've said this like many times, says the shalakas, all this for him, for ordinary folk. We couldn't handle. For tzaddikim, then there's only midas hadin. We go back to the kach ola b'machshova, it says by Rabbi Akiva. Soy kach ola b'machshova. Tzaddikim are nidin, which tzaddikim, the Ebrish b'dakdikim, which tzaddikim, which tzaira b'machshova, which is midas adin. Right? But a tzaddik doesn't want to suffer, right? What does a tzaddik do? Mishay chazdecha liyedecha. Even your bechinas yoyde elikim, bechina from tzaddik, you're attached to the Eibishter. Shechad liyedecha kel kana v'nech. What do we do? Neutrally, amashvi. Then zocher v'shamer Shabbos, which is mamtik dinim, which is midas harachmin goyvral midas adin. That even for the yedecha, even tzaddikim, the Eibishter firtzach with midas harach. That's what Chazal say elsewhere. They go on Shabbos. Ein adleiku mitzuyah el b'mokim sheshchil Shabbos. Eish, kidu, mayim is chesed, eish is gvura. If a person doesn't keep Shabbos, rachman al aslam, then he gets eish. Mashi enkin, through Shmir Shabbos, you get rachman. Therefore, we just hektim. So therefore, Shmir Shabbos is always dakdomadash, the parashas nitzovim, where Yid is always medaktik in Shmir Shabbos, and kipshutay and kimar... Therefore, your mamshich rachmim and prepares you to vechein ovel amelech for the days of Rosh Hashanah. Just before I even begin this year, just one more vort. The pasuk says later, the parish of Hoyu ki yavoyu elecha kol advorim ho'ela habrocha vaklolo ashe nosati lufanech. The Rachayim Kodesh puts the kamel like he says. The first part of the pasuk Hoyu ki yavoyu elecha kol advorim ho'ela habrocha kamel. So by the bracha, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, we're saying, Nasati, where the Yavoyu Olecha. It descends, it comes upon you, the bracha. By the Klol Rachman Olsan, Asher Nasati Lefanech. Why the different Ushbrach, bracha versus Klol? So he brings again from the Chum Sofer, Parshas Behar, who says, by Re'eh, it says, that the Eibush is giving you the brachas, Al Menas. On the condition, it's what's the word in English? It's conditional upon you keep doing. By the klolos, it doesn't say that the klolos are almanas that you loy tishmu. What's the difference? Says the Holy Chum Sofer Amorit Yigavot. The brachas are conditional. It's not automatic. If you bechar to bechayim, you choose a proper life, you get the brachas. The klolos always descend, always come. Why? Miman of shach. If a person doesn't keep Torah and mitzvahs, then the klol is rachman al aslan or kipshut. And if you keep Torah and mitzvahs, then we know that the pnimius of the klol is really are the gres, the hechstun, the hoibin of brachas. So a man of shech you'll get the klol. However, if you're zeicha, then the klol is the hoibin of brachas, as we've discussed many times, dealing with the teichu. Asher al king, when it comes to the brachas, the pasuk v'ha'ya ki yavoyu alech. It's coming in my little matter, the Eber is giving you brachas. Vaklola asher nosati lifunecho. The Eberster gives you in front of you the decision of what will be the tzura of the klolos. Will it be rachman al tan kipshutoi, or will it be klolos, which are really brachas? Therefore, I'll tell you just before I begin to share, just a shtickel from the Tzvila Tzadik in this week's parasha. It's a moiri tikavort. He says, the ikur purpose of these holy days of Rosh Hashanah is to be mamtik din. Rosh Hashanah is the yom din, it's oyim v'noir. And our purpose is to sweeten the din. As I said, the mitzvah's name is b'shoifer. Shoifer is four letters. Shin, vav, pei, resh. You don't got to be a genius, we discussed it 100 times. What is the mili of Elohim, midas adin? Shin, 300, in its highest mili. What is the ribui of Elikim? Aleph Lamed, K, is 200, Reish. And inside Shofar, you got? Peivav. That's Shofar. Shofar is Din, in different ways, right? And therefore, we make the bracha, Lishmoya, Kol, Shofar, Kol, 136, is Gimatria Chesed Din. The Chsodim, Shimim Eskaber, on Dinim. And therefore, we say in the Ki'ata Shimea Kol Trua, right? Kol Trua, Ki'ata Shimea Kol Trua's Ami Yisrael, Birachman. Why Birachman? Because Kol Shofar, the Eibush goes off the Kisei of Din, and he sits on the Kisei of Rachman. Rachman, by the way, is a very interesting word, also made of two words, Rach, Mayim. Reish Ches is 208. Which one of the three of his Zagdushim is Gimatria 208? Yitzchak is Midas Adin. We're changing Midas Adin to Mayim. Mayim refers to Chsodim, Avram Avinu, Zchar Avnim, Shechach HaMayim. And therefore the pasuk, that's the idea of Atten Nitzovim, Hayoyim, Kulchem. Therefore, okay, I'm not going to... Everyone knows Atam Nitzavim Hayoim. What's the gematria of the word Hayoim? Hayoim. Okay. 61. What's the gematria of the word Yoim? 56. What is 56? Is it 100 times? How many dinim are there? So Mantzapach, you heard of Mantzapach, we discussed that when you write a word in Lashon Kodesh, there's no period, there's a final letter. The final letter, Mantzapach, are dinim. Severity, harshness. The 22 other asvin that are like brachas and hashpos and asab, oyismi Lashon asabaykir. The five final Mantzapach letters are full sentence. What do you call it in this country? Period. We call it in America period. Full stop. What's the gematria of Mantzapach? Mem, Nun, Tzad, Dipechav? 280. Which is the par dinim. Which generally there are five dinim, five classifications of dinim. Which is new. How much is new times five? B'nei Mashem, Alei Nu, Alei Nu, Masi, Dei Nu, in the Shishal Begoyim. 56 times 5 is 280 par. Hello? You with me so far? I told you it's like 1,000 times. I don't think with exaggeration either. Right? So this pay reish dinim. Gefer look at terrible things. Right? Hayoim is hey yoim. 5 times 56, which is 280. Which is connected to Mantzapach, and therefore Mantzapach is gimatria. You're not going to be a genius. So dir minoyim, and son that Teres Yeshua, Mantzapach is gimatria gevura din. Harsh to terrible, gefährlich things. Bar dinim, Mantzapach. How do you spell Schaefer? I told you this like last week or 2 weeks ago. Should have a sell by date. Shouldn't be a, whatever, at least last a week or two. No. Schaefer is shu par. Hello? Par is the par dinim. What is shu, shinvav, shofar? Hello, Earth. You don't got to be a genius to work it out. 280 are dinim. What if you add the Ebrister, the Shem Avayi, the Shem Rachman into it? How much would 280 plus 26 be by any chance? 206. 306. And what else do you know dealing with Rosh Hashanah is 306? When you take your tapuach or your challah in your house, you dip it in mayonnaise, mustard, what do you dip it in? Dvash. Oh. So dvash is gematria 306. So what is 306 dvash? It's par, the par didim, plus the Eibishter in the equation, and it becomes shinvav, and that's the suit of Schaefer. Shinvav, the dvash, is mamtik, the par. Very sweet, very thank you, sweet. More ways than one. You with me so far? Therefore, what do you do after, what's the Yom Tif after Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur. Chav, Pei, Vav, Resh. Yeah? What do you see in your Kippur? Same idea. There's inside a Pei, Vav, right? And there is inside what? Par. And there's Chav, Vav. You got Kippur. Scrambled letters. No. Earth. Yeah. This comes all from the Amtok about you. Therefore, the Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, Hashem Roi, Reish Ayin Yud. What do you imagine of Reish Ayin Yud? 280. Par. Right? So you get scared of the par dinim. But Hashem Roi, once you put the Ebrister with the Roi, with the par. Therefore, loy echser, I'm scared of nothing. I'm lacking nothing. And therefore, loy echser is gimachia berachna. Davaya, hello, yeah. Whatever. There's 100 other verbs. Whatever. I'm not even going to involve. And that is the secret of this week's parsha. The whole beautiful, just a shoddy, whatever. So this week's parsha, when the Eden heard the Mea Klolis, Chosser, Shtayim, Hariku, Paneim, they couldn't handle it. Says Moshe, don't worry. Kayem Azeh. Pshat is that Moshe is not trying to be memayed from the Kuyach of the Klolis, Rachman al-Zan. Otherwise, why would he give it in the first place? It was his, right? Moshe be Atzmei, right? Nervos is a Yidin have the kuyach of Hamtok of the Klolis to Mahapich, the par into Dvash. By the way, let me just add a parenthetical vort. We're still in the middle of a Magefu, believe it or not. You wouldn't know it in Broughton Park, but there's still this coronavirus going around, right? So that there is Yeshua, the Jikiver says, interesting, if you take the word Magefa, Mem Gimel Pei Hei, how you mumptig it through Atbash, just go the opposite in the alphabet, right, hello, which is Gimatria Vav Yud Reish Sadik, which is Gimatria, guess what, Vav Yud Reish Sadik, 306, Dvash, that's your mumptig there. And he said a beautiful word. In Shabbos, in the Zmiris, some people say, and everyone, but the Ben Olam, V'zakeinu lekabel Shabbosois, mitoich, mimiroiv simcha, and from mitoich oisher, or mitoich miut avoinus. So I tell you, it's a very good word. Mimiroiv simcha. If you take the word simcha, shin, mem, ches, hey, four letters. What's the roiv of simcha? Which is the, in gematria, the highest letter, the most shin. Umitoich miut avoinus. What's the least letter, value of letter? In the word avoinus, avoin, vav. So you take a shin of roiv simcha, and the miut of avoinus, what do I got again? Shin vav, which is dvash. Umitoich oisher. What's the toich of oisher? Which letters? Gen shin vav. And that is mamtik, the magefa, etc., etc. I'm not going to do the whole arichas. Look it up yourself. That's why Shabbos Kodesh is always mesugul for refuas. Shabbos is called Sreira de Le'ela de Vechaye Kula, has all life and vitality. And therefore, as the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Baba Rebbe, the Kedushas Tzion Hashem Yikam Dama, brings the word from Tzadikim, from Kadmoin, Rak Shifto Yitain, Verape Yerape. Shifto could be read without vowels as Shabbosoi. You have the Shabbos. Shabbos is refuah, as the Gemara says, Masech the Shabbos, Taf Yud Beis. When a nichtas the vakar is a chaylu b'Shabbos, what do you say? Shabbos he milizay good refuah krivelo. Which, by the way, refuah verapa yerapa. Refuah is also par plus the Ebrisher plus the aluf yishloil. Which, by the way, reish pe aluf b'milui said the Justin is gimatria Shabbos. I always tell people. Sometimes I meet people all the time on Shabbos, and they start telling me a whole list of sorts of all people need refuah. This one, this. So I always answer to them, Moshe yedaber velikim yanenu b'kol. No, they look at me like I'm crackers, right? Because the Shasim says from Kadmoinim, Moshe yedaber. Moshe stands for. No, anybody out there? You're a Bobover, no. Moshe is nutrikun Shabbos himilizik. Velikim yanenu b'kol. Kol stands for what? We're for a crave of love. You're not going to be a genius to work this out. Hello. Yeah? As I said, I say this as a vor. It's like a way to remember. But what's up? Moshe Yadabri. Yadabri is Lashon Kvuras, Koshes. Right? Moshe gave us a teuchel last week. Tzadik has close. Velikim yanenu b'kol. I just said before that kol is gimatria chesed and din. You're mamtik to dinim. So through the koyach of Shabbos, you're able to. Things back dumb. Okay, let's start this year. The Imre Noyim says a vort. I'll throw in a vort, which is not going to make any sense to you whatsoever, and then I'll try to explain. But this is the essence of what Rosh Hashanah is really about. Atem nitzavim hayoyim is gimatria partzuf rochel. Okay? Atem nitzavim is gimatria zocher unikeva bor. That the Eberster created man, male and female. Now you know? I got a clue. Okay. Let me tell you some secrets of whatever of Rosh Hashanah. But I'm a simple person. I don't know Kabbalah. I never opened up whatever. I know nothing about it. But kids are like, everyone knows, like, it's a term bandied around in Sforim. You see it all the time in Sforim Akhtarishim. That Rosh Hashanah is the Indian of Nesira. Nesira. Nun, Samach, Yud, Reish, Hey. Chopping. Cutting. Yeah? You know, no? Hello? Like the basis of what Rosh Hashanah is about. You heard of Durmita on Rosh Hashanah? Okay, let's start from scratch. If you don't know, nobody here knows. Durmita means sleep. Okay. Let me try to explain what's happening. Amongst the things that happened on the first Rosh Hashanah, which is, we say, is the currently Amrishan, the Eberster created Adam Arishan. When the Eberster created Adam Arishan, he created Adam and Chava. How were they, like, positioned? It was ocher ba'ocher. It was two partufim, one body, two heads, back to back. What did the Eibishter do? Vayapil Hashem Elokim tardema alodom. He put him to sleep. First operation, right? And then he chopped, he divided them, and they became two, they had, anyway, two, right? Two separate people. Why is that? Let me ask you a question. Why couldn't the Eibishter have, why create a person back to back, male and female, right? And then you got to make a whole operation, right? Yeah? The cut. Why did the Chachila create a man and a woman? This is like mamish deep, deep stuff. To explain this, you have to understand what Rosh Hashanah is all about. If I was to ask you, what is the essence of Rosh Hashanah? What are you doing? What's your machshavah? What are you going to battle with? So I've said 1,000 times, the ikur of Rosh Hashanah is not your cheshbin or yours, you know, it's not their Santa Claus, someone sending gifts down, whatever. Bona or Chayim, the Zohar says someone who wants, who speaks only for themselves, have, it's geklovim, it's gefel. The ikur of the Eloch Yid Rosh Hashanah, as its oldest form of full of, is the Yid Rosh Hashanah wants Malchus Shemayim. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about, Malchus Shemayim. The Eibishter is a melech. Why do you have to every year be Mamlech the Eibishter once again? Bekitzer nimrus. The Eibishter has midas, chesed, gur, whatever. The midas are easier to evoke, to arouse. The midah of malchus by a melech, who's be'etzem a melech, like it says by Shol, mishichme lemay legevoy manam, he doesn't want, he doesn't need, he doesn't want to get involved in anything. The midah of malchus is mushush in the atzmius anefesh of a person. And therefore, the Eibishter has the midah of melech, even before the world was created. How do I know? I say, Adonai Olam asher molach, b'terem kol yitzir. The Eibishter had mushush. But then, the Eibishter decided he wants not just to be a melech for himself, he wants melucha. And the principle is, a melech b'loy om. What does an om mean? Miloshen oimemoyis, as everyone knows. You can only be a melech. A melucha can only mean when the melech is moilech, he reigns over nifrodim, over something that is separate from him, but has a connection, a shtavus to him. L'mashul, you can't be a melech over a bunch of horses. You could have a whole stable, you could, but you're not a melech because they have got a horse. Malchus is very interesting. You could only be a melech, the rules, right? Over something which is not you, not an extension of you, but only something that has bechira chavshis and volitionally has seichel, right? To choose to be your subject. That's the rule. Asher Alkin, the Eibishter cannot be a melech over behemoths and chayis. He can't be a melech over malachim sraf menifanim, because they have no volitional choice, right? They're just programmed. He can't even be a melech over neshamas Yisrael, because when were neshamas Yisrael created? Before the world was created, from the seven things created before the world. But neshamas Yisrael are dofuk in the Eibishter. You can't be a melech over something which is attached to you. So, for example, a person can't be a melech over his children. They're an extension of you. Dafka, when the neshama, which has a hishtav, a connection to dveikus and Hashem, its similarities, betzelem alikim, it then goes down in a guf gashmi. So you have volitional choice, you have bechira chofshis. You're separate from the Eibishter, because you have a guf schlepping you another way, right? But you have a Shaykh as the Eibishter, and you have free choice. Now the people, by prostrating themselves, by bowing down to the Eibishter, their mom, as Adam Rishon did, the first day of creation, he took all everything in the Bria, and he said, Boyu nishtachav v'nichro, nivra cholosnei Hashem yiseinu, and everyone said, Hashem moloch geyus lovesh, which is why every Friday was the day of Bria, right? Adam. the animals, the malach, everybody, the whole bria, right? Chalasi, right? Everyone bowed. And malchus comes dafka through men, or to be more specific, yidin. So on one hand, it's a gewaldiges chus, right? Yeah, that the Eibishter gave oretzu meloye tevil v'yoshivo unshamayim unshmei shamayim in the hands of a yid on Rosh Hashanah, he could be mamluk Eibishter. But on every the Eibishter create the rotzen for melucha, the tainug in melucha, is only for 1 year at a time. The night of Rosh Hashanah, like vayapel Hashem lekim tadeim al adam, the midas of the Eibishter sleep. When you sleep, your respiratory system, your cardiac system, your blood, everything is working. But your seichel not working. You're the midas of a person of Hashlof. And the Eibishter popped the question, are we into a relationship this year? Or have a nice day, end of the world. The night of Rosh Hashanah is, you know, by tzaddikim, I can't. The night of Rosh Hashanah is oyim v'nir. Oyim v'nir. Because the answer from Klal Yisrael doesn't come until in the morning by Kiyah Shofar. When the Yidin blows Shofar, which is the deepest call, which can't even be expressed and articulated in words, right? That's the Yidin's response that we're makabel malchus shamayim. The first reason of Kiyah Shofar is the coronation of the king. And that evokes in the Rabbeinu Shalom the rotzen that he should be king over us. And then only a king. There's two ways to be a king. You could force people. You could, I'm more powerful than you. I have an army. I got a navy. I got whatever. So that's not really malchus. That's called a moishel. Moishel by goyim. For goyim, the Eibishter is a moishel. By Eden, the Eibishter is melech. Right? So a yid has the power to bring the Eibishter. But originally, when there was a bria, when Adam Rishon prior to the sin, the melech and his melucha, the boire and the bria were one and the same. They're like tov. There was this galus in the world of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad. All there is in the world is an Eibishter, an Einoid Mulvadoi, and that's obvious. But it's so apparent there's only Eibishter. Obviously, there's no bechira, there's no room for choice or for anything. That defeats the purpose of the Eibishter in being a melech over an am, which is separate. So initially, man and woman, mashpi and mekabel, or if you're a Kabbalist in Sfiris, the six midas, Zeranpin, and Malchus, which is feminine, were attached. The Eibishter, the midas of the Eibishter, the eskalus of the Eibishter was revealed, was manifest. Then the Eibishter went and put man to sleep, and then he made him the seer. And he separated man and woman, Zo and Malchus, Midas and Malchus down here, into two totally separate categories. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah Banacht is Mu'uyimdik. Because there's no... What initially, Adam and Chava were Ochor Ba'Ochor. What do you know about Ochor Ba'Ochor? You can't have a real, proper relationship Ochor Ba'Ochor. When you want to give somebody something because you got to give him and you don't really care anything about them, so the expression is command this shod di basar kasvi. You take the things, throw it behind your back. I show you my back. I'm not interested in you. Real love is expressed ponim el ponim beponim. So what did the Eibishter do to have a relationship with this new bria, which has to be separate? He made the tardema. He made the nesira. I'm giving you hours of work. Just. And the purpose, therefore, of Rosh Hashanah, which is a Yom Uyim, which is Din, where Mirochei Kashem nearly, in the famous letter from the Rabbeinu Pshischa, it's a classical letter, where the Eibishter seems to be so vite, because a melech has to be head and shoulders above the people. The purpose is that through the whole process of Chodesh Tishrei, we should come to the chasana of Yom Kippur, and the Sheva Brachas of Sukkot. I said this before, and the Sheva Brachas of Sukkot, till you come to the ultimate Shmini Atzeres, where Chazal say, Man di Yosef and Malko b'l'chodoi. When he sits with the Eibishter alone, the photographer, the zoomographer, the Antilli from Southport, everyone disappears. At the end of the chasana, there's the yichud of the chasana in Kala. That's when you ask, it's granted. That's called a yichud ponim bebonim. So all of Tishrei is achana for the suda ketana of the chosin kalalo. So the whole purpose of the desira and the emun, the pachat of Rosh Hashanah is to come to the avon, the simcha, the yichud of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Teis. So it's a build up. What? No, why am I telling you this? You ask a yid, what emotion do you go through in Rosh Hashanah? How do you feel? So on one hand, zichlin v'royin. You're shaking, you're quaking, you're quivering, you know? Oh, but once you know that the Nasira, which is an act of Gevurah, I can't have to elaborate that, trust me, the whole process is one of Gevurah, but the whole purpose is Gevurah's dinim, in order to come to the Ava, the Panim, the Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. So therefore you go on Rosh Hashanah with a Simcha, the part of the Novi says, Ki Chedvas Hashem, Uchu Echum Shmanim, Shum Pakim, Ki Chedvas Hashem, so he goes, Atem Nitzovim, Nitzovim Bekoim Eskufa, with a simcha, with a confidence in the chaz de Hashem, v'chulu v'chulu, right? And that goof is ma'ir rachman, that he forgets about his own needs and his own wants and whatever. And he's interested in Malchus. There's a famous story told, the Sefer called Zichron Yankov, which is the diary, the history, written by a fellow called Yankov Lifshitz. He was the personal secretary of Yisrael Chan Spekter, the Kovner Rov. And he writes there that in, I can't remember which year, tough. Something or whatever. The minister of interior in Russia, Stolypol, whatever, some Russian Marushia Machshavot, he decided to make gezeiros against Yiddishkeit, against Rabbonim, against Chadorim, against Yiddishkeit, the Maskilim. Where? So they had to make a whole conference in Petersburg. Whatever, Machshavot Mavatel is there. But they brought the Frum Oilam, the Chredish Eden, brought two G'dayli Rasha to go and argue the case. They brought, from the Oilam, they brought the Yitzchak Volozhin, the son of Chaim Volozhin, the head of the Volozhin Yeshiva. From the Chsidim, they brought the Semach Tzedek of Lubavitch. So they were there in the middle of this case, like the whole Yiddishkeit in Russia was totally in it. So they were stuck there for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he writes there that, if you know history of Russian Jewry, in the time of the Tsar, Yimach Shemoy, there was a Tchum HaMoshev, a Pale of Settlement. You couldn't live anywhere. A Yid could only live in certain shtetlach. Petersburg was outside of the Gvul. A Jew couldn't live in Petersburg. What are they going to do? But there was one type of person who was allowed to live anywhere if you were Nebuch, a cantonist. You know, they used to chop kids to age 10, age 12. And they would serve in the Tsar's army in Siberia somewhere 25, 30 years. When they were released, they could, because they served the army, they could live anywhere. So these ex-cantonists, they were able to live in Petersburg, or at a shul. So Yankov Lifshitz writes, they thought one of these two tzaddikim, either Vital Volozhin or something, will be asked to lead the service, as we say, blaz. One of their guys went up, and he creaks up to the bima, and the whole olam is sahak. Many, many Nebuch Jewish kinder, they didn't survive the army, 25 years. Harsh labor in Siberia, gefeld. And those who were there with Sabrochen, this one without an eye, this one without a leg, this one without a... Everyone's about Mum in another way. And finally, this guy creaks up to the Ombud, the so-called Chazm, without an eye, without a... Sabrochen, Kaelin Dishber. And he turns to the oil. And he says, what's daf in Rosh Hashanah? What is a Jew, normal Jew in a shul? What are you daven for? Bon Nechayim Ezein. He says, we can't daven for children. By the time they were released from the army, they were too old to get married, establish families. Mizoina, for geld, pranosa. We're on the Tsar's pension. We're single people. We have no great expenses. Chaya, health, life. The way we are, we're better off dead than alive. Elamai vostavim. He's not a saying. Iskadol viskadol, straight up. That's what Eid, and Roshan is interested not in himself, in his bonach. He's interested in Malchus Shamayim. Once you're interested in Malchus Shamayim, then you're mahapich all the dinim and terachmim, and the Eibur sends us all that he needs, and therefore the mansapach letters, the par letters, be'emes is said in Sforam HaKadoshim, Atem Nitzav Mayim Kulchem, Lifnei Hashem is Gimatri 1,000. What is 1,000 be Gimatri? Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben Dovid. That's an oldest form. Why is that connected to par mansapach? Because it's brought in Medrash, Chazal say in Bamidbar Rabbah, the emes is mansapach is gvurus. But the emes is all the geulas came from the mansapach letters. The in the previous four geulas, Mitzrayim, whatever, is mem nun chaf pei. Can you do it? I'm not going through the psukim, pakadati, whatever. Katsam to Bimena, Mems, by Yang, whatever, by Yitzchak. Lech Lecha, whatever. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Miknaf Ha'oretz, Zmir Shemar. Already heard the Zmiris of Miknaf, Mem Nun Chapei of the Mantzapach. Svi, what are we hoping for? The final letter of the Mantzapach, which is Tzadik. There's a fourth, Reb Leibish Lanzuter writes in the end of his one of his Sforim, Gvuras Ariyah. On Shabbos, we say in the Zmiris, Ashrei Kol Choycha L'Sashlum Mekev. What's Pshat? Ashrei, fortunate is the person who's yearning, who's craving. What? L'Sashlum Mekev? What's Kefil mean? These only letters which are Kefil are the Mantzapach letters. When a person has a Tzimoin for the Tzvila Tzadik, for Geula, Tzvila Oni Ki Yatoif, then the Eberster sends us all the brachas and all of us for gebench with aksivel sima teivel ishan teivel mezuka b'teiv adir v'nevim. Oh,